Welcome to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your new host, Deidreen Joyce, and I'll be bringing you highlights from the 2018 International Grant Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is my first time at convention, and I've been blown away by the excitement and passion of the members. The love they have for Young Living and for each other is tangible. There's something in the air, and it's not just peppermint oil. The first general session kicked off Thursday, but there were other great events leading up to it. On Tuesday night, Diamond members gathered at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium to honor the year's achievements and enjoy each other's company over dinner and a scavenger hunt. They also shared personal stories of gratitude about our beloved founder, Gary Young, who passed away in May. Wednesday morning, the Salt Palace Convention Center was jam-packed with members and their families eager to pick up their swag and head off to register for special events and workshops. Thousands of flowers and colored lights decorate the convention center and lavish bouquets spill from the ceiling, mimicking bottles of our essential oils. We stopped some folks after registration to see what they were looking forward to this year.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Mary walk across the stage and seeing what the new products are going to be for next year.
All of the connections, seeing everybody here and just all of Team YL being together, the new stuff that's coming out, being in the expo and getting to, you know, get our hands on and feel everything and touch it and see it in person, and just all of it, yeah. Taking it all in.
Taking in the whole experience.
So we're all excited to meet everyone here, because you know in the Philippines you don't get to see these people all the time. Yeah. We just started oiling last year, and we didn't think we would make it here, and we're here now, so it's an experience.
Wednesday was also Farm Day, where Young Living members visit the beautiful Young Living Farm in Mona, Utah, where the rugged desert landscape is transformed by over 1,400 acres of lavender and other fragrant botanicals. At this year's Farm Day, highlights included the last appearance of Gary Young's jousting horse in the arena, accompanied by Jacob Young, and Ride for a Cause raffled off motorcycles for the Young Living Foundation. We talked to one of the riders who explained how special the farm is to the Young Living Vision.
I am overwhelmed. We rode in on bikes for Riders for the Cause, and we were celebrated like royalty. It's like walking into the Garden of Eden. I mean, there's beauty everywhere. I mean, it's a treat to the eyes, as well as the experience for the people. All of the people that are serving us were amazing, you know, and I thanked everybody between the food servers and the people that were staff and the people picking up trash. And as much as I've read about Gary, I believe that was his nature, his passion. So I feel that here, even though he's not here in body, he's here in soul.
Activities happening here all year long at the Young Living Farm in Mona, Utah include behind-the-scenes tours of our oil distillation process, visits with farm animals, and of course, essential oil classes for people of all ages.
We were able to plant seeds, look at product, saw merchandise, had Ningxia slushies and lavender lemonade. And bagpipers. My favorite thing about the farm was definitely the way it smelled. You can smell the plants in the air.
It was a hot day at the farm, but families kept cool with refreshing essential oil-infused lemonade and ice cream. As the day drew to a close, Young Living members made their way back to Salt Lake City to prepare for Thursday's big events. The day kicked off with everyone gathered to hear from our CEO, Mary Young, who expounded on this year's theme.
Close your eyes and for 5 seconds, think about what freedom means to you. Gary chose freedom as the theme for this year's convention. Gary was a freedom fighter. We were freedom fighters together. Freedom means different things to different people. Just think about, why are you here today? Why are you here at convention? If you go back to the very beginning, We go back to Gary.
After hearing from Mary, the crowd was on the edge of their seats as Young Living announced new products for 2018. As members headed off to lunch, we asked them which new products they were most excited about.
You know, last year was so big that you're like, man, what could they possibly come out with this year? And the cereal, amazing, because I don't let my kids eat cereal because all the crap that's in it. So the cereal and the kids' probiotic were probably one of my favorite ones by far. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
I like the product, the probiotics for kids, because I have 5 great-grandsons and the oldest is 6.
I am super excited about the mascara. Hello.
The orange blossom speaks to me because I can have young teenagers.
The Savvy Minerals, y'all.
To see a full list of the new products, go to our website. Well, it's been a jam-packed day here at the 2018 International Grand Convention. Be sure to tune in for the next few days for more convention highlights. If you're enjoying our behind-the-scenes stories, be sure to check out our full-length episodes of Drop of Inspiration at youngliving.com/podcast, where new episodes will be posted every 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to let yourself get inspired every day.